listen at that.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Name that is greater than any other name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we thank you today for being such a wonderful God. Thank you for being our Lord. Thank you for being our Heavenly Father. Thank you for being our provider. Thank you for being all that we need. We thank you, sir, for another day, another opportunity to worship you, praise you, and to bless you. Another opportunity to receive from you. Thank you, O God, for another chance through your mercy, through your divine grace and will. Lord, you're so awesome. Lord, you're so faithful. You're so loving. You are better to us than we deserve. We admit that publicly. You are better than we deserve. And we thank you for being a God who knows all, sees all, and can do all. Lord, thank you for this privilege to worship you corporately and individually. Thank you for another week. Through danger, seen and unseen, you brought us to another week. And we thank you, sir. It was your will that we still be living. You put us on the wake-up list this morning, and we don't take that for granted. Forgive us for wasting days, wasting moments, not giving you glory. Oh, God, thank you for bringing us through every storm, every situation, every difficulty. You brought us out of them. And even if we're in one, you're keeping us in. Lord, we thank you, sir. Thank you for worship. Thank you for prayer. Thank you for your spirit that lives on the inside of us, that doesn't just help us shout, but helps us to live, prosper, function according to your will and way. Now, God, in this moment of teaching and preaching, I pray, God, that the atmosphere is set, that your people are willing to hear what you have to say. I ask now, God, that you will strengthen this body, strengthen this vessel. Equip me, God, anoint me afresh to declare your word. And we promise to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, bless him, bless him, bless him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, Zion. What a blessing it is to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. To all of our ministers and to our ministry leaders and to all of you assembled today, to our virtual family, we thank God for all of you. What a blessed day it is to be a child of God and to be in the house of the Lord. Anybody glad to be here? Well, if you're glad, you ought to have some sign that you're glad to be in the house. Amen. Ain't God been good? Anybody God been good to? Anybody don't mind admitting God's been good to you? Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you today. God bless you. We're so glad to see the Jeffersons with us today. George and Weezy, give God praise for them. Sharing with us on this morning. Amen. Thank God for Pastor Jefferson and Lady Jefferson sharing with us. To all of you, so good to see you in the house of the Lord one more time. Philippians chapter 4, there's a word the Lord laid on the heart to share with you today. Philippians chapter 4. Very familiar passage of scripture, but we'll see if we can draw some fresh water from old well. Philippians chapter 4. I know we're in a virtual world, but it sounds good to hear those Bible pages turning. That's a good sound. Now, if it's going too long, I'm concerned. Philippians chapter 4. Go some BTU, I guess, maybe. I don't know. Philippians chapter 4. I want to commence reading at verse number 10. And a few of the following. When you find it, say, I got it. You need more time, say, wait for me. Well, not you there. You ain't say nothing, so. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 10, word of God reads thusly. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me have flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Say amen for the word of God. Amen. Grass withers, the flowers fade thereof, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Would you look to a neighbor on your way to your seat? And y'all know by now, sit next to the cute one. That's the one I want you to look at. Look at your cute neighbor. If you're not being looked at, the Lord still sees you. Don't feel bad this morning. And look that neighbor in the eye and say, neighbor, you made two good decisions. You came to church and you sat by me. God's word to us today, neighbor, don't worry, I'm good. That was the wrong neighbor. Find you one more neighbor and look them in the eye and say, neighbor, it's a blessed day. God's word to us. Now, before I give you the word, let me tell you, you're still cute too. Just not cute as my first neighbor. But God's word to us today. Don't worry. I'm good. Amen. Give God a praise while you're getting ready to tell you on today. Don't worry. I'm good. Children of God, what a wonderful day it is. Just for the simple fact, the Lord made this day. The Lord made this day for us. And it's up to us what we do in this day, but God made this day for us. By now, we ought to know that anytime God has been good to you, you ought to give him praise. Just for the very fact that he is God and God alone, he is worthy to be praised. And we've got to get back to being the people of God who act like the people of God, who worship like the people of God, who live like the people of God. Lord, deliver us today for living like you can't take care of us. Lord, have mercy on our soul, even on a Sunday morning, to come into his holy house and not even smile. We've been here about 45, 50 minutes.
And some of us have not smiled yet. Some of us are not enthusiastic. Some of us have no passion. Some of us are so conflicted. Some of us are so stressed out. Some of us are so worried. But I want to serve notice to all of us today that even on your worst day, God is still good. He is worthy of your best praise. He is worthy of some joy. He is worthy to be adored. He is worthy to be lifted. He is worthy to be exalted. Even on days like this, even with your headache, he's still God. Even with back trouble, he's still God. In financial trouble, he's still God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You and I have got to grow to the point. And I thank God today we're still growing. We have not, as much as we know church, some of us are still trying to figure out Christ. Because if we really understood Christ, we'd have a whole different approach and a whole different attitude in our worship on today. I can understand some novices today. I understand those who ain't been with God a long time. I can understand them being moody. I can understand them kind of being inconvenient. I can understand them being a little consequential. But I'm looking at some folks who say they've got some experience with the God I serve. And you've seen God bring you through dangers, seen and unseen. You've seen God bring you through storms, and you mean to tell me God can't get a hand lifted? God can't get a smile? God can't get a hallelujah? Well, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, for pouting. Have mercy on us, Lord. I gotta try to preach this. Have mercy on us, God, for pouting, being moody in your house, your presence. Came to church with an attitude. Stay in church with attitude and go leave church with attitude. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord, for being distracted. Have mercy on us, Lord, for staying depressed. And we got to learn, y'all, that I got to say something to you that I'm on assignment by God to tell you today. You got it better than you know. I'm going to say it one more time because I got the microphone. You right now got it better than you know. Child of God, it's a matter of perspective. It's a matter of perspective. Now, real saints, go help me here. You don't need every I dotted and every T crossed to give God some praise. Come on. I'm going to try again. You don't need a full belly and $1 million in the account to tell God thank you. Some of y'all got it better than you know. And so, my little assignment today is to just encourage us, to refocus us. I'm gonna try my best not to even, bother you too much, but we got it better than we know. Ladies and gentlemen, God has been too good. You don't have enough wisdom to wake yourself up in the morning. Not an alarm clock woke you up. It's not some internal timer. Your sovereign God says they're worth another day. And with his finger of love, lifted you and I. And you mean to tell me we'll go and get dressed, shower, shave, put on smell good, and come look. Some, now I'm going to say this to you, worship on Sunday is supposed to be a culmination of what you've done Monday through Saturday. So maybe I get why we're acting like this, because we ain't told God thank you all week. So what's the point of telling him thank you today? I've been grouchy all week, might as well come in here grouchy. Because there's never a place that you're not in his presence.
So, with that being said, there are certain expectations. There are certain expectations God has out of his children. Now, some of y'all go through a lot of sacrifices, you parents. Y'all sacrifice a lot to make your children happy, to give them what they need, to provide for them. And then you give them some things that they don't even deserve. But because they're yours, and you want them to be well taken care of and made it seem like, hey, they got a good parents because somebody take care of them. And you get really huffy when they tear it up, abuse it. You get very indignant when they don't even say thank you. But a God who has been so good to us, I believe he may be a little indignant. If we ain't careful, we're going to mess around and get in a world of trouble with the Lord for living and talking and acting like God don't take care of us. He's put a roof over your head. He's put clothes on your back. He's put a job you don't qualify for. He's given you provisions. He's put people in your life. He has been better to you than you want to admit. Every day ain't no bad day for you. Today's word, don't worry. You got to say it to yourself. And so when you say it to yourself, you'll be able to tell others, don't worry. I'm good. Here's my prayer that by the time we leave today, we're going to fire our pity party planners. They won't have anything to do because I'm no longer going to walk around complaining like God ain't good. And you got to fire people in your life who help you stay miserable. We done let the world and the culture and the society, we've let this stuff dictate our joy, our peace, our victory, our happiness. It's like some of us never are happy. If y'all would have came to Sunday school, I wouldn't even have to show up because they talked about this in Sunday school this morning. That we've got to learn how to be happy and content. And this is all I can't. Paul writes this letter to the church at Philippi, these people that he loved, this church family and this community of people that he loved. It was a letter of thanks and gratitude because Paul is in prison facing the possibility of death, execution, probability and possibility of dying. He writes a letter of encouragement in prison facing death. And the whole theme of this Philippian letter is joy. Lord, it's going to be a rough one today. Paul the Apostle writes a letter to the people of God who have supported him, who have encouraged him, who are praying for him, and sent messages and gifts to his friend Epaphroditus. He's heard about what they're doing, and he writes a letter to them saying, have joy. Wait a minute. He in, they out, and he happier than them. I'm going to try it again. He in trouble. He facing death. Don't know what tomorrow holds. The free folk ain't as happy as the man who facing chains, bondage, and death, and he got the nerve to tell them, don't worry, I'm good. You mean to tell me there are some people who are crazy enough to say no matter what is going on in my life, I'm not lost because I still have Jesus. And as long as I've got Jesus in my life and Jesus in my heart, don't feel sorry for me. Go on, don't worry, be happy. And there's some people who are free today. Some people who have been set free, people who have been blessed, are worse than acting than folks who are struggling. It is an amazing juxtaposition. That means, y'all, here's your problem, that your praise cannot be based on circumstances. It can't be based on how stuff are going because God is still God. I can still praise him. You know what that mean, y'all? I ain't got to have everything going right. Now y'all ain't gonna like this here, because Paul's in prison for doing God's will. And it was God's will that Paul be in prison for that season. So you got to resolve something that if you're going to be a child of God, it can't always be mountaintop. Sometimes it's got to be a valley. But you got to promise that even though you're in the valley, you got a shepherd walking with you who's guiding you and keeping you. That when the hot sun beats down on you, you still got a shade and a shelter in your shepherd. That means we can't be conditional. Y'all got the brakes on me up in here. I need my prayer warriors to help me now. I need y'all to push me, because I got some folks who want to stay messed up. God came to deliver somebody, and we got some folks who want to stay miserable, and we got to learn how to ignore them and help deliver somebody who wants something better. I'm tired of playing with people who don't want nothing better. I'm tired of that. I want to see who want God to deliver me, strengthen me, and give me power. Doggone it, we party all week and all month, but can't party in church. But I want to tell you today, ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. When you think about God's goodness, when you think about God's mercy, think about God's blessings. Woo! Here it is. Listen, let me shut up. He writes this letter to the church at Philippi, and he's had some successful seasons at Philippi. But he's also had some tough stuff at Philippi. He's helped with his companion Silas and helped get folks saved and delivered, set free. But also he got put in prison in Philippi. Yet he don't let that determine his fruitfulness, and still writes a letter of thanks to the church at Philippi. And he tells them, he says, "Now you gotta learn how to have joy, because we've been partners in the gospel. Have joy if you have the mind of Christ. Have joy because we're striving toward the mark of the high calling." He says it's going to be some fake false teaching going on. It's going to be some Judaizers coming in chapter 3. He talked about that. He said, but you got to hold on to the faith and keep pressing toward the mark of the high calling of Jesus. In other words, Paul say, if you think this good, stick with Jesus. You ain't seen nothing yet. He says, because you have been partners with me. Now, see, this ain't Corinth. This ain't Galatia. This ain't Ephesus. He does not teach about any kind of doctrinal mess in the church. He's just telling them folks, thank you. And I want to encourage you all to have joy. Now, that takes away anything we're trying to do. Because if a man can write a whole half of New Testament in prison, we can shout free. I wish I had somebody. If God can have folk produce in prison, if God can let his son die, he can let you live. Seem like we ought to be able to lift some hands sometime. Seem like I can look forward to something sometime. If God can do all that for us. So, I just want to give a couple of scattered remarks to help you and I make that declaration. Because, see, when we leave, some of us are going to say, today, don't worry, I'm good. Other of us, it's going to take some time. This will not be an instantaneous deliverance service. It's going to take some daily application for some of us, because we didn't get in this shape overnight. And we ain't going to get no better overnight. Because you were taught misery. Some stuff was sold in you to be miserable and negative. So I'm not going to be foolish enough to believe that when I lay hands, I'm better now. No, because you're going right back to that house, that job, and this word ain't going to change your bank account. I don't know if God going to say, check your mailbox, something, the mail don't even run on Sunday. But I can help you know that when I do look in the mailbox, no matter what's in there, I'm still good. Ladies and gentlemen, it is God's will that you have joy. Perpetual joy. Not happy. Because happiness is about conditions. See, stuff got to make you happy. But joy comes from within. Let's see. Y'all interested? Let's talk for a few minutes. Y'all make me work way too hard. If you're gonna say I'm good, you want to get to that place in mind, spirit, emotional balance. I want to say I'm good. Here's the first thing you gotta do: lock up or lock in with companions who are supportive. Lock in with people, with companions who are supportive. Ladies and gentlemen, the problem is not that you have a crowd. The problem is your crowd that you have. I'm trying, Lord. Paul writes this letter to some people who have been holding him down, even in a season where he's in trouble. He's in prison. And they have decided to send some financial assistance to Paul, and we don't know the reason why. They just know we love him, and we want to take care of him and help him best way we can. He did not ask for anything. They chose to say, he's our man of God. He's our brother in Christ. We're going to come together, and we're going to make sure he have what he needs. We can't get him out, but we're going to put some in. Oh. Now, I like to have people in your life who with you when it's not popular. See, there's a lot of folks who want to hang with Paul when he's on the pinnacle and he's the top part of ministry, but who want to hang when we're in prison? And you got some people in your life who are draining you because they only show up when you high, when you up. And then when you go through storms, they're nowhere to be found. And the reason why we don't have joy is because we don't have the right partners with us.
Lord have mercy.
Paul has some companions who support him. And everybody knows his business. Everybody knows his trouble. And they still say we love him. The reason why y'all got quiet and the reason why you're kind of awkward right now is because we got too many of us who are fair weather friends. Yeah, we don't know the meaning of loyalty. We don't know the meaning of companionship. We don't know the meaning of sticking with somebody. Time is popular, we with them. At time people get to talking about them, or they go through a storm, or they have a sin, or they fall short, or they mess up, we throw them to the side of the road. But God, I need people who are with me in my cave and my castle. If you only want to hang with me in my castle, you can't handle my cave. I need people to deal with the real stuff that I deal with. And if you can't handle my mess, you can't handle the ministry. And some of y'all are putting a lot of energy in people who only care about the good part of you. And they rob you of joy. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we all need some real support. And it's hard, y'all, to have folks talk to you who've been talking about you.
Now, this is what y'all need y'all to do. At least pretend you're getting it.
See, a preacher need to know they saying something halfway decent. Now, there's one of two things going on. Either I'm preaching pretty good and you don't know what to do with it, or you just sleep. I need about a few of y'all say, man, you preaching. Thank you then. See how it works? You can't be that guilty on point one. And we don't have joy today because you got some fruitless relationships. They are no benefit to you because they are with you today, talking about you this evening. You need people who voluntarily support you. The church at Philippi voluntarily says, we're going to support him even while he's in trouble. And it inspires Paul to keep pursuing and keep being passionate and keep being productive even while in prison. Y'all missed it. It encouraged Paul that these people on their own, out of their own love and dedication to God and him, decide to support him not after prison. Now, that means you got to know, if you're a real supportive companion, you got to know how to handle what you hear. Lord, get me out of here. How you hold it down, but you listen to so much garbage. I gave y'all the buzzword. You preaching, man. Thank you. Somebody, y'all. How you gonna be productive at Zion and then you listen to trash about Zion? How you gonna be beneficial and fruitful to the body of Christ and all you do is listen to people and participate in conversations that trash the body of Christ? That's why you ain't got joy, because you're conflicted, because you see it, but you sometimes you're not seeing us, you seeing what you heard. So I'm conflicted now because I don't see what they saying. They saying evil, but all I see is sincerity and compassion. But they said this, but all I'm experiencing is that, and you confused because you entertain gossip. Entertain trash. And then you be shamed when you want to come need a funeral. A wedding. Counseling. I got to go and stand on it while I'm here. You shame, now you got to have somebody else come ask. So the same trash, same hypocrites you need a biscuit from. Need a bill paid. So that ain't trashy. That ain't hypocritical. They ain't a bunch of whoremongers. They ain't a bunch of pimps and prostitutes and hoes when you need something. But when you get your check and everything going good, now all of a sudden you don't need us. We ain't no good. Make it make sense. And you'll have joy. So all this is telling us is to examine our connections. Examine your crowd. Some of y'all doing it even right now. Somebody's spirits are scooting over now. Examine your crowd. Examine who you're talking to and who's talking to you. And see if they are feeling you and you're able to pour into them, they're able to pour into you. Because you can't pour from an empty container. You can't, it's not productive and it's not profitable if they taking up all the time needing help every day. Every day something wrong. I need to talk. You got a minute? I need to talk. And once they done poured all that trash on you, they gone. And you don't even get a time to even say, hey, my day was pretty good. Thanks for asking. Well, he says, I thank God for y'all because y'all wanted to look out for me. And I want to tell y'all now, I see you. I feel what y'all are doing for me, and I appreciate it. He says, I understand I got some support, and I got some supportive companions in my life, even while I'm in prison. Y'all, it helps you. You have a lot of joy, and you have encouraged me to know that no matter what you're in, somebody's praying for you, has you on their mind, and takes the time and pray. I want to make you feel good to know that somebody in your life is praying for you, that you're not going through battles by yourself. You're not fighting this sickness by yourself. You're not fighting this difficulty by yourself. Ain't you glad to know that everybody don't walk away from you just because you're dealing with a scandal? You got some hell in your home, but somebody's praying for you. He says, thank you. I appreciate it. And I see the fact that y'all are looking out for me. Not so I'm not writing you because I need more. He says, I'm not writing you and saying thank you so y'all can give me more money. He says, I'm simply just saying to you, thank you. I appreciate what y'all are doing for me. So before y'all go try to raise another offering, don't worry about that. I'm just telling y'all now, thank you. Well, you got to lock in with people, with companions who are supportive. Then you got to learn contentment in all situations. You're going to have joy and be good. You got to learn. Somebody say learn. Contentment in all situations. He says, not that I speak out of want. He says, because I have learned. Y'all missed that. Y'all missed that. He says, I have learned. That means it took him some time. See, Paul looks back over his life and realizes that there's some times I was shipwrecked. There's some times I've been beaten, stoned, and I've been criticized. He said, every day I've been a tent maker by trade, and sometimes people, it wasn't no market for tents, and so I had to struggle. Then he says, I also had some time when people wanted some tents, and I was the hot thing, and everybody was calling for me. I was contracted out. He said, no matter what, I had to learn. That in my life, I'm going to have some seasons where I got it, where everything works. Then he says, I'm going to have some seasons where it may not be as productive, may not be as profitable. He says, I've learned how to manage my seasons. Now, this is difficult to teach because we're in such a self-serving society. And it was said this morning in Sunday school, and I want to reiterate it today, that we're in a society, we're in a culture, and even a church, and even amongst God's people who are never satisfied. You told God in January, if you just give me that by March, you ain't got to worry about me no more. And you got it in February. God showed up early for you, and you've been mad since you got it. If I got that one missing piece, if I get that one missing piece, I'll be all right. God put that missing piece in there, and now you're mad. Lord, take some of this stuff away from me. My storage is empty. I'm available. Lord, start filling up your storage. I got too much on my plate. Nobody ever called me for nothing. Then they start calling you, dog, I need a little vacation time. I'm teaching Ben, y'all saying amen. Never satisfied. What does it take? Ask yourself this question now. What will it take to make you satisfied? When will you stop complaining? I ain't going nowhere. I'm still right here. When are you going to stop? I hear you. That ain't really complaining. Yeah, it is. Stop complaining. Belly aching. I get it. I'm not really complaining. I'm just establishing a grievance. You complaining. Your struggle is somebody's prayer. Somebody wishes they had the problems you got. This little chick. Miss Brown don't get one. Oh, man. Yeah, little check. Big bill. That little house. Little shack. Let me go into the little shack. You got a roof and four walls. Yeah, this old jalopy. You ain't riding horseback. And you ain't Tom and Jerry. That means walking. Going home to old ball and chain. Now you did all that praying, and you went to all kind of women's conferences to get a man. You prayed. You 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 know you 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 made. made all kinds of changes. Said, Lord, I'm ready for a husband. And you didn't listen to the fact that the wedding is for the people, but the marriage is for y'all. And you ain't consider that. Because the wedding was Saturday, but life started Monday. And now, I'm so sick of him. The ink ain't dry on the license. Now y'all calling the pastor. Can you erase that? No, I ain't erasing nothing. You said. Because you just had to have him. He showed you signs. During premarital counseling, he showed you signs. She showed you signs. She ain't gonna cook, man. So what? Why did you expect her to morph into Mrs. Fields? She told you she wasn't cooking. She's shown you she ain't cooking. And now you expect you, my wife, you supposed to go cook. Dude. The gas ain't connected at the house. But you had to have it. And then when you get these things that you say you had to have, you don't even appreciate it. But when it's time for appearances, when it's time for couples outings, there y'all go. But they don't know that the trip there, you cuss each other out the whole trip there. But for the sake of appearances, I'm trying to talk to my people who got to stop fronting and living miserable lives. Because you're trying to keep up appearances. Because all these people that you had told, I got to find him. I found my Boaz. That wasn't Boaz. And you wasn't Ruth. I found my Boaz. I would go somewhere, but I ain't gonna do that today. That ain't no Boaz. Y'all know where I was gonna go there, right? Your ass didn't find no Boaz. I said as Z. I've learned, no matter what state, he said, I'm not writing to y'all because I need something. He says, whether y'all send something, great. If you don't send something, fine, because I have learned, no matter what state I'm in, therewith to be content. Now, Paul, this is interesting, y'all, because he said, once again, I had to learn this. He says, when I first started with Christ, I was worried about stuff. Sure. And notice what he says. He says, I learned how to abound and be abased. He says, I learned that when that money came, I took it. I wish I had my mic done cut off again. He says, when I had the money, it ain't like I said, I don't want it. Y'all missing me. Y'all keep thinking God wants you broke all the time. That's not the God I serve. The cattle of 1,000 hills belong to him. God wants, if you do the right principles, God will bless you financially and spiritually. So you stop letting people have you with this poverty mindset. My God is rich. My God has it all. My God wants me to have. And when it's time for God to open up my cabinet and Lord, thank you. Y'all stay broke if you want to. Okay. He said, I learned, though, that don't make me. Here it is. The richest people in the world don't even look rich. Consequently, the brokest people in the world don't look broke. The reason people, a lot of us, get broke trying to look rich. Lord, hold your boy. You don't be needing that stuff. Tell the truth to yourself. Anybody ever have a talk with God at the register? I know ladies often talk about this, a postpartum depression. Y'all pray for your pastor, because I have post-purchase depression. Mimi, don't you say a word back there. Post-purchase. Because it's right when I walk around and I look at their receipt. Man, you ain't. You could have went another 2 or 3 years with them shoes. Put some tape over that hole and keep on going. Anybody ever had them talks with yourself? Because you understand that stuff don't make you. All clothes supposed to do is cover you. It's nice to have nice stuff, but you can't be worrying about being a fashion designer and trying to be a fashion dynamo around here. Now, if you're a runway model, by all means, go ahead. But if you ain't finna be no runway model no time soon, don't you go broke trying to get all this stuff. Gucci. D&G. I told you about that D&G. My D&G is Dollar General. Ain't that right, hip-hop? D&G is Dollar General. That's my mall. Oh, I got to have certain. Oh, go ahead. And I got 3 locations I just rotate. Dotson, the one out there by the hotel, and the one across from Sonic. Y'all going to all them old, designer places. I think it's special. They mess around and put groceries up in there, too? Brookshire's? Because I got to learn how to live within my means. It's not God's will. You go out here and get broken and say you in a season. No, you spend all your money. God got me in a season. You blew your money. Tell the truth to yourself, because you're still having to learn how to be a base and learn how to be with a little bit and learn how to handle a lot. And see, here's one way you want to learn. Y'all want to hear it? One way you learn, stop trying to impress. Learn to impress yourself. Oh, I look good with that cheap stuff. I'm sorry, frugal. Cost effective. Stop trying to impress people who ain't pay for it. So now they saw you. You went to the club. And they saw you with all that on. Now what? Now y'all through with the club. And you didn't take the, you took the tags off accidentally. I'm trying to help my people. I was trying. Some of us are depressed today because we ain't got it. This month has been rough on some of you. It's been rough since month started. And so you're in a place because I just ain't got it. I don't know how I'm going to get it. I don't know how it's going to come. Then others of you, you chilling because, you got some extra. You don't know how it happened, so you ain't tripping. Somebody here is stressed out right now because I still got, 11 days, 12 days ago. And I don't know how it's going to happen. So you ain't going to praise God today. You're not glorifying God. You distracted trying to figure out when that bill coming. I checked online before I got here. It should clear. They don't really debit it from your account till Tuesday. If I can try to give plasma or something. If I can just, God's in there talking to you, God ministering to you, God can be glorified, God can be worshipped. Your mind is on, I got it. Then I ain't got no gas, that thing on E. It ain't nowhere close to F. It's done left E, and it went to L. That light done got brighter. I gotta find some gas somewhere. Oh, poo-poo got FBLA dues this week. And I don't want nobody thinking that I can't take care of them, so that $10 hard. I ain't got that no. I know. Let me go check that dryer, that lint trap. might be something in there. Can't wait to get back home. God speaking to your situation, God ministering to you. Just by being in fellowship, you ain't paying no attention because you worried about a bill. You worried about some money, worried about some stuff. Stressed out because you have not, you're still trying to learn how to not have. Now you're not even considering last month. You had to use the same place. The 19th of last month, you was tripping. And God brought you through then. Instead of saying, Lord, hey, if you'd have been doing that, I know you're a prophet. Instead of saying that, you still got to learn something that God go take care of you. Still trying to learn it. Still trying to figure it out. And so some of us today, I got a doctor visit. And I don't know how it's going to go. So I don't know. I'm having to learn how to be cool. No matter what situation it is. You know, people have learned you. People learn you. I'm finna quit. People have learned you. And they say, we can tell what kind of mood you're in by how you dress. When it's kind of rough on you, I ain't got nobody to impress. I'm going to be me. Hair pulled back. That's when you natural. Ain't nothing like a brokenness that can bring out the real you. Well, you ain't got it. I ain't got nobody impressed. You start getting all kind of sense when you broke. I ain't got nobody impressed. I can just be me. So you come, your the head tied up, no makeup. This is me, and you can take a picture. This is me. No AI. No filter. Loving the skin I'm in. Because you ain't got no choice. Ain't nothing left but the skin that you're in. I mean, you have some money. Now you're just putting on stuff that ain't nobody putting on. So you got to learn how to be balanced. Don't let stuff affect your mood, your attitude, your disposition. The wealthiest people in the world, wealthy for a reason, because they know how to invest. They don't know how just to get money, but they know how to make their money make money and know how not to waste money. Now, kingdom principles, see, the problem for us is we don't trust God enough, so we hold on to money. Now, if we were spending the money we spend on kingdom stuff, the kingdom could have what it needs. See, I had to talk to the tight folks real quick because they don't like to give. And they use that principle. See, we had some lean days. You ain't knowing about no lean days. You just cheap and tight. And don't understand kingdom mindset. I lost y'all. Let me shut up. He says, I've learned how to be abased, how to abound. I've learned, no matter what state I'm in, therewith to be content. I don't let stuff dictate my mood. I dictate my mood. This is a rough Sunday. In other words, I'm moody today. You know why? Because I want to be. You did not wake up on the wrong side of the bed. If you woke up in the bed, you was on the right side. Now, here's the problem with complaining. Nobody wants to hear it. And not name one time you complained to change anything. Well, sometimes you swing and you hit the park. Sometimes you get on base. Sometimes you just swing and miss. I'm okay with striking out. Lord, give me another chance. I'll swing again. Y'all threw some curveballs at your boy today. And I wonder, it makes me wonder, and I know I'm online, but it makes me wonder, what do y'all come for? What do you get out of sitting here 2 hours looking crazy? I'd have seen it. But I bet you, I'm not messy, I'm a Mac. But I bet you, some parties you went to the last few weeks. Bet you grand in. So maybe we got to be a better atmosphere at the church. So you understand that this is God. And I can't be moody all the time. So here it is. I'm done. You got to learn how to lock in with companions who are supportive. You got to know how to learn contentment in all situations. The good stuff and the rough stuff. Learn how to be content in it. Even when you're dealing with a difficult storm, Lord, what can you show me in this? How can you get the glory in this? What could I learn about you in this? Y'all, there's some things you learn in valleys that you'll never learn in mountains. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yeah. There's some things you're going to learn. Then thirdly and finally, learn that Christ is the secret. Missed it. Y'all reading all these books. Telling Sister Washington and Monique to save y'all some books on how to get rich at the library. And Paul says, I got the secret in verse 13 of chapter 4. The secret to success is Jesus. That's so pitiful, isn't it? Isn't that pitiful? Because it should be three steps. Should be sowing 25% of this into that. Should be flipping this and that. Should be stabbing somebody in the back. But if you really want to have success, the secret to it is a life with Jesus. Here's what Paul said. Here's the truth. Paul says, now, y'all, I'm too human to say I know how to handle being content. I'm too human. I'm too flawed. I got so many issues to say that I'm happy all the time about everything happening in my life. He said, the only way I'm able to find this contentment is through my relationship with Jesus Christ. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, can I tell you something I know y'all ain't gonna tell the truth? There are some places God gives you peace in that you don't even know how he gave you peace. Because in your mind, you wanted to go crazy. In your mind, you were prepared to trip. But by the time you got to that moment, the Lord tells you, peace be still. And you grinning where you ought to be groaning. You happy where you ought to be full of hell. You're praising where you ought to be pitiful. Because God will give you strength. Here it is. He says, contentment, y'all, means sufficiency. Y'all, that word sufficiency is very critical, especially for this text and for our life. Because in Paul's day, the Stoics used sufficiency in the wrong way. Because they were teaching people to be self-sufficient. World teaches you that you have to make yourself satisfied. You got to make yourself content. So go find it. Go get it. Go earn it. Go work for it. Go pay for it. Go get it. Go acquire it. Go get it. Go climb. It tells you that the only way you can get that place is to go get it yourself. Paul says, no, I'm not trying to be like the Stoics. Paul says, I figured something out that I can't get myself happy because the same day, 2 minutes later, I'll make myself sad. He said, the only way I can get happy and stay happy, I know a man named Jesus. Who walks with me and talks with me, who gives me his word, who gives me comfort, who gives me correction, who gives me company, who will love me in my worst, who will be with me in my best. He says, I learned. Now, we've used that, I can do all things through Christ. We don't mean no harm. But we use that so erroneously. That don't mean that I can have a baby. If I can do all things through Christ, means what we say, I as a man can have a baby. Because it's one of them things. But I got enough sense to know biologically, anatomically, I can't have no baby. So if I'm going to use that logic, then the Bible is a lie. So if I'm going to read the Bible correctly, all things mean, what things are all things? Learning how to be abased and learning how to be abound. It's not me putting some wish list and say I can just do anything I want to do because God